today I got a notification on LinkedIn that my post published day before yesterday is trending for hashtag digital marketing. That was a simple post. I have suggested professionals like chartered accountants, company secretaries, lawyers, that they should invest 1 hour daily in digital marketing. They are hesitant because they think that one, it will not generate money. Two, that the quality of the content should be of their standard. That is okay. You have to maintain a standard, maintain a quality, but you have to understand that your clients does not understand your language, your terms, terminology of your profession. Many people who went to a cancer specialist, he does not know what is leukodermia or leukodemia, or a business owner does not understand amalgamation, the real meaning of amalgamation or acquisition or business valuation. So on social media you have to be very informal, very casual. You have to talk, you have to write in layman's language. It is the secret of success on social media. Yes, you can maintain that standard, the quality for your blog, on your blog. But on Facebook, you should not. Then one person said that I cannot find my audience. Actually, there is some confusion. In your mind, you think that you should network with your peers. It is good, but that does not necessarily means that it will bring business for you or generate revenue for you. If you are doing social media for business purpose, you have to find the platform where your clients or prospects hang on. Like if someone is a business lawyer, corporate lawyer, chartered accountant or company secretary or financial analyst, you don't go and join their groups. You have to find business groups where business people hang out, where they post their problems. You have to join the groups of startups, and there you have to provide your solution, your expert answers to their problem in their language, not in your language, not in your terminology. And you will succeed. But before thinking about anything, just go on any one platform, what you think is important for your business, for your career, for your job, for your agency, make a proper profile, write your name, your education, your affiliations, your expertise, your work, all details should be there in your profile or in your posts. And then start posting anything, small post, and keep on posting. Bombard that platform with your views. In 3 months, if you do that for next 90 or 120 days, you will get many fans, get many followers, and that is the start. So doer wins, not the thinkers. What do you say? Thank you. People think that digital marketing is very expert and costly activity, marketing activity. So they hesitate to start. They are wrong. If you are a consultant, if you are a new businessman, if you are a small businessman and you are just starting, and if you have not started your digital marketing activity, start just after hearing this podcast. Go to business.google.com, make a Google My Business page for your business, put your business name, put your business contact number, put your business address, write a short description about your business, add a logo if you have, or you can use if you are a professional or freelancer or any service provider, you can use your face, your image as a logo. Submit it. You will need a verification by call or by post. You will get a postcard with a code, and you have to put that, and then your verification completes. Start showing on Google Map and Google search for your business name. Then go to your normal Facebook profile. There is a plus sign with adding a business page or Facebook page option. Same as you have created your Google My Business page, make your Facebook business page. Put the logo, put the cover image, put your business name, the contact mobile number, the address, and a small description. It. Then there is option to invite your friends. Just click it. Invite your personal friends to like that page. So the two main digital marketing platforms, Google and Facebook. Now know your business and you are on map. From the next day, write 50 words. Click any photo of your business or download any email related to your business. Post that image with that small description, small text part, the post on Facebook. Do it for at least 15 days. Message on internet. It is so simple. Start doing. Don't think that don't stop because it is costly, because it is an expert thing, because it is very hard. You are going to plan. You have to make a big plan. You have to make an accurate plan. Don't think. Start from anywhere. Start from Google, start from Facebook. And then tell me what are the results. It is good to be known by someone than not known by. So, how's the life? Today I'm going to talk about consistency. Consistency to create content, to connect with your audience. It does not matter how big or how small is your audience. Even if there is one person who follows you, you have to give him something. People say that it is tough to be consistent on social media, to post something or to create content or go and check your DMs, your messages, your comments on your post and reply them. It is not tough. You or we all do many works daily. Now, why? We are habitual to be consistent. So we can apply that habit to our social media marketing. I go to office daily on 8. We go to office on time. My time is 10 o'clock. I enter my office at 9:50 or 9:45 or 9:55. I am consistent. I leave my home at 7:45 or 7:50. I am consistent. So why it is tough to be consistent to post on social media? It is very easy. You need only 5 to 10 minutes to follow this dream to be a social media wonder boy. Is it tough to follow a rule?
let's do one thing and then tell me. What results you got? Every day when you are going to sleep, just spare 10 minutes, go to some secluded place in your study, in your balcony, on your roof, or anywhere where it's less noise, and go live on Facebook. What you will talk about? Just think about anything what you have done today. Anything. A chat with a friend, a news which you did not like, or any suggestion you provided to somebody. Simply that, and talk about that and post it on Facebook. For example, yesterday someone asked me, how can I learn Facebook advertising and Facebook marketing from the very beginning? I suggested him, go to YouTube, search Digital Prateek, and then watch his videos on in a series of Facebook and Instagram advertising ads, FIA 2020. When you will watch all the video, you will be empowered. You will understand 30% of Facebook and Instagram marketing, Facebook and Instagram advertising. Digital Prateek is a very known influencer, social media personality, and you will learn a lot. You will learn a lot. Go watch his video, FIA 2020, whole series, 2 times, 3 times, 5 times, and then apply it for your business or your friend's business or any client's business, and you will be successful. So this was only 2 minutes of my day, and I can post it on Facebook, on Instagram, and that is a very valuable content. Do it now. Go do it now. Consistency is the game changer, and it will prove to be a game changer in your social media life. I was reading an article on concept of low-hanging fruit in marketing. The story of the hungry fox and high-hanging bunch of grapes came to my mind. Not being able to pluck the grapes, the fox claimed that the grapes were sour. What if the bunch of grapes had been hanging low? The fox would have filled the stomach. The expression "grapes are sour" or "sour grapes" would have to wait for any other incident. What if the low-hanging fruits had been up plenty in the jungle? The fox would have grown lazy and unaccustomed to exploring and working hard to fill her stomach. In dearth of low-hanging fruits, she would have died of hunger. Now let's discuss the low-hanging fruit strategy for a business. There are many views on the reasons for applying or not applying this strategy. So what is low-hanging fruit in business perspective? There are three definitions of this term. The phrase low-hanging fruit references the sweet, easy-to-reach fruit at the lower end of a tree's branches. Orchard workers and homeowners appreciate the ease with which this fruit can be picked, in contrast to the effort required to reach the fruit found higher in the tree. The second is low-hanging fruit in business terms refers to the tasks, actions, or goals that may be most easily achieved. The expression low-hanging fruit is used to describe an action that takes almost no effort. In sales, it means a target that is easy to achieve, a product or service that is easy to sell, or a prospective client who seems very likely to buy the product, especially compared with other, more reluctant prospects. How do I use low-hanging fruits for new clients who are not sure of a scope of digital marketing? To my clients who are new to the concepts of digital marketing, I advise them to use low-hanging fruit strategy first. I do so to make the client trust in digital marketing and its ability to contribute to the growth of their business. A suspicious business person has different types of notions about digital marketing. His or her business does not need digital marketing. It is costly. It is a long process. It needs a team of experts. It is therefore for big businesses. Their concerns are only reasonable because they have not tested the taste of this new age marketing. I have to convince them to test it. So I propose to run a low cost paid campaign for their products or services which are massively in demand or the cheapest. Once the client starts to get traffic, leads or sales, he begins to trust the medium. He readily increases the budget and efforts to maximize return on investment. Here are 10 examples of low-hanging fruits strategy for small businesses. For a salon, beard setting or shaving is a low-hanging fruit. For a beauty parlor, facial or waxing can bring frequent customers. For a dentist, teeth whitening can qualify for this strategy. For a real estate agency, renting is a low-price service to establish its identity. For a travel agency, flights or railway ticket booking best fit in this category. For a digital marketing agency, setting up a one-page WordPress website is easy to offer. For a chartered accountant, filing income tax return can bring several new clients. For a lawyer office, affidavit for different purposes is always in high demand. For a grocery store, milk packets can fetch walk-in customers. For a pawn shop, gutkas or cigarettes is a mass-selling product. In simple terms, these are the most common products or services that people often or frequently buy. These are comparatively low priced. Brand or trust factor does not affect buying decisions in these cases. Strategically, these are the very basic explanations of the term. Low hanging fruit is used in different perspectives. Mostly, we can study this term in three aspects. One, product or service which has high sellability. Customers which can be easily convinced and converted. Goals which can be easily achieved. Benefits of low-hanging fruits for a small or new business. It is okay for a new business or local or a small business to focus on their low-hanging fruits. They don't have a large capital or promotion or advertising budget.
They have a small team to run the business. They don't want to scale in a spurt. Their business mostly run on customer relationships and retention. So they focus on existing customers who have already purchased from them. Selling low cost and high in demand products or services help to acquire new customers in volume. Obviously, such products have low profit margin, but by selling in volume can make up on the revenue front. They strategize to establish business and identity. Therefore, they set short-term, easy to achieve business goals. They go slow and cautiously. They don't take unnecessary risks. Low-hanging fruits strategies for established or growth-oriented businesses. Above strategy cannot be used for a business which has large capital and funds to invest in promotion and advertising. They cannot solely depend on small business strategies. They have a large team and have to scale fast. They have to make money fast. Take the example for a travel agency. It has a large product mix to offer. Even if it sells flights or railway tickets, it cannot make a goal dependable on this service. Ultimately, it has to sell international and domestic tour packages. It deals in high price services which generate higher profits in a very competitive industry. It can use a low-hanging fruit strategy to make new clients whom it can sell their high-end packages ultimately, but in a limited way. Once a customer makes a purchase, he knows your business, your practices, and your customer care service. So it is easy to sell them again. A large business should use low-hanging fruit strategy for sales to make new customers and to train new employees. It can also use this strategy to test new markets and new marketing or advertising platforms. But it should never use it in the goal of the organization. Before concluding this article, I am tempted to share with you a summary of a report which will make you rethink what I said above. In this article, customer acquisition and retention costs, statistics and trends, Mr. Khalid Saleh emphasizes on this statement. The first rule of any business is to retain customers and build a loyal relationship with them and thereby avoid customer acquisition costs. Here are the six main points of this report. It costs 5 times to attract a new customer than to keep an existing one. The probability of selling to an existing customer is 60-70%, while the probability of selling to a new prospect is only 5-20%. Comparatively, existing customers are 50% more likely to try new products and 51% more likely to spend more money on your business. Increasing customer retention rate by 5% can increase the profit by 25-95%. About 70% respondents of this survey accepted that it is cheaper to retain than to acquire a customer. Despite these facts, only 44% businesses are focused on customer acquisition. Only 18% of businesses focus on customer retention. Low-hanging fruit can prove to be a very useful and tactical strategy for any business. You cannot ignore the mass appeal and easily achieve financial targets. But in a larger context, an organization cannot and should not be dependable on this strategy. You cannot ignore high-demand, low-price segment of your product mix. You cannot even forget your existing customers or dormant customers. After one sale, you have to understand the lifetime value of a customer. A business has to grow, a business has to have a strong relationship with its customer, and a business has to have short-term cash flowing goal. So it has to be smart enough to mix low-hanging fruits in their overall growth plan. With this conclusion, I invite you to share your experiences and experiments in regard to low-hanging fruit for your business. And that's it.
let's talk about digital empowerment of a dental clinic. How to start digital marketing for a new dental clinic. Specifically, I am talking about Facebook ads for new dental clinic. Applying low-hanging fruits strategy for this advertising, I suggest teeth whitening and dental implant are two services generally provided by a dental clinic. They are very different in every manners. You can't run one advertisement to promote both the services. Teeth whitening is affordable and appeals to people 18 to 44 years and is needed repeatedly in 6 months, 1 year or 2 years. Dental implant is costly and generally needed by people above 45 years and seldom needed to be repeated. In this scenario, audiences for both the services are very different, audience size are very different, cost of customer acquisition therefore is very different. The best way to promote a business on Facebook is to advertise that one product which has mass appeal, which is affordable and which has a defined customer persona. Start with acquiring best converting clients customer with paid promotion. Start with a simple affordable service and make your business profitable. Gain confidence, generate revenue and build reputation. This way you will never lose money and never lose hope. What you say? What is the best way to test power of Facebook advertisement for your a small business or newly set up a small business like Kirana store or dental clinic or a saloon or a grocery store or medicine center or a garment store? Anything like that. You are not ready to spend 5,000 bucks or 300 rupees per day. Okay, you can, even then you can start Facebook ads for your business and you will gain confidence in next 15 or 30 days, then you will readily, I am confident that you will readily spend 300 or 500 or 1000 rupees per day. Last week I was talking with a grocery store owner and he said, why should I make a Facebook page? Who will see my posts? My friend or my family or some customers who come here. But he was also sad and perplexed that many people around that shop, around 1 kilometer, within 1 kilometer of that shop, do not know that there is a shop where such products are available. So I suggested him that create the page, make a normal post writing a small caption that we are open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. in your locality. We are just 500 meter
far from your anything like that, or that we are a new grocery shop and grocery store and you can find here grains, flour, sugar, coffee, packaged foods, some general store goods, and then run one engagement ad promoting that post for rupees 80 per day, because minimum cost of running ads is now $1 per day in India. He has started that, and now he knows he says that people drop in, people call. He has also put his contact number on the image, and he's happy. He asked me, can I increase the budget to 300 rupees per day, means almost 10,000 per month. He gained that trust on Facebook. You can even use Instagram for the same advertisement, or you can run separate advertisement for Instagram and Facebook if you think that your customer age is below 35 years. You can start with 80 rupees per day, that is 2400 rupees per month, and 3000 rupees with tax GST. You will get return on those spends. I am confident, and you have to test it. Try it now.